From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As the COVID-19 pandemic response continues, the USDA and FDA have been working on many fronts to support the U.S. food and agriculture sectors so Americans continue to have access to a safe and robust food supply. As a next step, both agencies announced a memorandum of understanding to help prevent interruptions at FDA-regulated food facilities, including fruit and vegetable processing. This is an important effort as we approach peak harvest season when many U.S. fruits and vegetables are sent to be frozen or canned. Top Trump administration officials are touting China's commitment so far in implementing the Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S., even as the coronavirus has strained relations between the two countries. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer tells AgriMarketing.com China is working to expand access for U.S. producers, and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue was also upbeat about recent steps China has taken to open its markets to U.S. avocados, blueberries, barley, meat, dairy, and forage products. U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer and United Kingdom International Trade Secretary Liz Truss recently concluded their first round of trade negotiations. The meeting, conducted virtually, included nearly 30 different negotiating groups covering all aspects of the trade agreement, including market access for goods and agriculture. A second virtual round of negotiations will be held the weeks of June 15th and 22nd. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.